Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast says after the periods of rain end this morning, it's going to be a windy day with a few breaks of the clouds here and there. High today around 49 degrees. Kenosha right now, still some light rain, and it's 43. In Burlington, 40. Milwaukee, 43. 43 also in Racine. Wisconsin men's basketball coach Bo Ryan is now retired. He made the announcement right after the Badgers beat Texas A&M Corpus Christi at the Kohl Center last night.
I'm sure I'll have more to say later, but it's very difficult, extremely difficult.
Associate head coach Greg Gard taking over on an interim basis. Bo Ryan, the winningest coach in Wisconsin men's basketball history, 364 and 130. It was desire for dialogue, and it became reality last night at the Caledonia Eastside Community Center. Members of the Village Board hosting Racine Unified School Board members, the Legislative Committee specifically, a discussion that focused more than once on student behavior and discipline and perception of the district that Superintendent Lolly Haas and the administration are attempting to counter. Trustee Jim Dobbs, a former police officer, flat out saying that the teachers are excellent, but he put his daughters into St. Catharines because of Unified's disruptive learning atmosphere.
You have to assure me that my kids are going to, when the bell rings, they're going to be able to study and get their work done. There's great classrooms there. And you mentioned, too, that the state of Wisconsin's hampering teachers from doing something or whatever it is. If that's federal coming down or state things, we're all baby boomers in here. We know we got a foot up our butt if we didn't do what we needed to do in school. We need to get back to that more.
It was board member Don Nielsen who pointed out student discipline of years gone by has given way to rules that he suggested are now restrictive at best for teachers.
What are the consequences going to be if I go over and try to control that child? And if I don't do it the exact way that DPI says I'm supposed to do it? So as a result, you might have some teachers saying, I'm going to let somebody else deal with this, and then the situation can escalate until somebody gets there from the office or someplace else. And that's what I hear from a lot of parents and my generation grandparents. Well, why don't you just make these kids behave? Well, the rules are dramatically different, and that's hard to get across.
The two governing bodies also touching on parental engagement, noting that today's societal dynamic makes that difficult for some, others claiming education is Unified's job. Participants did agree to quarterly meetings so that the dialogue continues. Voices were raised, tempers flared at last night's Sturtevant Village Board meeting over a $17,000 payment for equipment that was purchased by the South Shore Fire Department. A tight budget year, the village paying all but that amount of their share of the department's capital expenses. Mount Pleasant covered the difference, but due to a $375,000 gift for equipment from S.C. Johnson, reducing Sturtevant's obligation, some of the trustees felt the full amount that ought to be paid. However, the proposal was defeated in committee, and that's normally where it ends. Trustee John Johnson, consulted an attorney, requested the item onto the agenda last night. Hackles of Trustee Chris Wright got raised, who was not at the meeting, and Chris Larson, who made some motions trying to stop the discussion. Johnson saying he was right in his thinking to bring the item to the full board. Trustee Jamie Hoffman said the village ought to do its part in supporting the fire department.
This is 18% of this equipment. I want to look good to this fire department. Our fire department looks towards the village of Sturtevant as a leader.
In the end, the board voted 5-1 to pay the outstanding debt to Mount Pleasant. State Patrol investigating a minor hazardous materials leak that occurred at the Weight and Enforcement Facility on southbound I-94 in Racine County. A news release from the DOT only says that the trooper involved had stopped a semi that was hauling some hazardous materials, directing the driver to the off-road site. The leak was discovered within the trailer itself. Raymond Fire Department called out to that scene. It was determined, though, the leaking product, not a danger to the public. In western Kenosha County, a silo partially filled with hay caught fire yesterday afternoon. That prompted a call for mutual aid from departments all across the county, as well as some units from Racine County in northern Illinois. There had been a silo on fire at that same farm on Highway K, just west of Highway W in the town of Brighton, at a previous time. Smoke yesterday spotted coming from the structure just after noon. No other information available. And the Racine County Sheriff's Department is asking if anybody saw the one-vehicle traffic crash that occurred about 5 o'clock yesterday morning. There was a fatality, a double fatality, in fact, on Highway 75 in the town of Dover between Church Road and Highway 11. Two victims, ages 20 and 22, both ejected, the vehicle leaving the road, going airborne from a culvert, striking a power pole and then a tree. Speed a factor in that crash. Kohler Company negotiators and leaders of UAW Local 833 last night jointly announcing a tentative agreement reached on a new four-year labor contract that ends a five-week strike by the union. No details announced pending a ratification meeting later today. A building at 410 Main Street in downtown Racine going back to the 1880s, a one-time department store and dry goods business, no longer has deed restrictions. That'll help to clear the way for purchase from a bank by local developers Tad Ballantyne and his two sons, though the issue did get some common council discussion. Alderman Jeff Coe wanting assurances the buildings wouldn't just be flipped by the new owners, one of them connected to the old Bell City Company debacle on North Memorial Drive, now owned by the city and targeted for brownfield redevelopment. Alderman Jim Morgenroth noting that history is a good teacher.
The gentleman in closed session made every one of us believe that he had every intention to develop this building to its fullest potential, including putting his own residence on the top floor. He's already paid money to Tuck Point, a building he doesn't even own. He's done a lot of things out there getting ready for this property to come back on the market under his control regarding properties or tenants that already are looking to it, a photographer and some others I can't mention. But this is in the works, and RDA was completely convinced this is the right thing to do. I don't see the point of sending it back.
And the vote was 11-3 against sending it back to the Redevelopment Authority. Final resolution vote was 12-1 in favor. Jeff Cole, the only dissenter. Also, no discussion last night as the council approved an ordinance change to allow breweries, brew pubs, and restaurants with breweries in response to a growing industry, noting that the Benjamin Beer Company is planning to set up shop on 6th Street downtown, a unanimous approval last night. Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman is not seeking re-election in the spring. He'd like nothing more at this point than to get the Chrysler site redevelopment moving based on planning efforts so far. He was on WRJN's Community Conversations yesterday. Mayor Bosman saying that Kenosha's benefited the past 20 years from being, in his words, Chicago-centric. He believes Racine will soon be benefiting more from the Milwaukee connection.
We look to Chicago more than we do Milwaukee. I think Racine probably looks more towards Milwaukee and not Chicago. And this wave of development from Chicago has been hitting us for the last 20 years, where the wave from Milwaukee is kind of getting towards Franklin and Oak Creek, but it really hasn't hit Racine yet. Both of those waves will hit Racine.
Mayor Bosman adding one of the toughest parts of being a lame duck mayor, not being able to start a new project out of fairness to the next administration. WRJN.com, our webpage, has our newscast. Whenever you want, just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News is our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.